Did I say
that? Conference record has joined the conference.
Hello, I'm back again, and we're here today in this segment to talk about the Java EE Management, JSR. So with me right now, I have Martin Marisch, and he's one of the spec leads for the Management JSR. And today, Martin, thanks for joining me.
Cool.
Yes, so I wanted to talk with you a little bit so that the Adopt the JSR members can hear from you as a spec lead about what your plans are for the JSR and overview of what you're planning to cover. And
okay. Hello. So Java EE Management API will be part of the Java EE itself. And as you probably know, we currently have JSR 77 J2E Management Specification, which defines some set of manageable objects and AJB API for it and JMX API for it. And what we want essentially to do is to define HTTP-based API for the Java EE Management. Ideally, of course, RESTful API for it. And we want to cover all managed objects already defined in JSR 77, but on the as simplest way as possible using the RESTful API. And also, we want to incorporate at least simple deployment, so we have some overlap to the JSR 88, which is currently proposed optional in Java EE specification. So, in general, we want to provide a RESTful API for management of Java EE application server to define your resources, whatever, and also for deployment application. So, ideally, you will be able to define, for example, full scope deployment script, which will deploy your application and prepare all resources before it on universal application server, Java application server, Java EE application server.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. So this is a new effort with Adopt the JSR. It wasn't an existing JSR for the Java EE 7 effort for the Adopt the JSR members. So if folks are interested in getting involved and participating but not actually serving on the expert group that you're forming, how can those Java user group leaders and members get involved and be helpful to you in the success of the JSR effort?
Yeah, we are really looking for use cases because current JSR 77 is quite old. So we want to see if the users really use it, how they use it, if the JMX interface is quite adopted, if the AJB interface is currently defined is somehow adopted in some organizations. And any kind of use case for Java EE management, which you can imagine, if the REST way or will be okay for you, or you can accept it. And also, if I can be more specific for the beginning, we are really talking a lot about the security, especially about the authentication and authorization form, which roles are in standard organization for the management, if current defined roles are okay, or if you need some different way how to define roles, and of course for the authentication way, it is very open area. So you can use our MNJM space in our public GA, and you can provide any feedback you want using the JSR.
Okay, that sounds good. So we can go to the jcp.org JSR page for the Java EE Management JSR, and you'll have there a link to the issue tracker. So that's the public issue tracker. You can go ahead and click on that and open a new issue there with any use cases that you have to share in the areas that Martin identified. And it would be helpful if you could also tag those issues that you create with Adopt a JSR. So use the Adopt a JSR tag to help us in tracking the contributions.
Yes, and I am really looking forward for any contribution and any cooperation from you guys.
All right. Well, thanks, Martin. I appreciate the feedback, and we'll check in with you a little bit later in the JSR stages and see how things are going and find out some other ways that people can participate.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.